The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 318 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie.
And this episode is sponsored by Leanne Alpers. Thanks, Leanne.
Thank you, Leanne.
We have a fun one today, friends. Today, we are going to be getting back on track with episodes. But before we dive back into Deathly Hallows, we said that we would be doing episodes based on, like, fun stuff we do and a, like, what are we doing right now, reading, watching, listening. So this episode is going to be dedicated to our trip to Universal Orlando, the Orlando Informer event. And, of course, we cannot go to Florida without going to Walt Disney World.
Heck yeah. Make sure to follow us on your preferred podcast listening platform and share this episode with your friends, because if you like us, then they will too. Subscribe to our channel on YouTube at Swish and Flick Podcast and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Swish Flickcast. If you'd like to support us on Patreon, head on over to patreon.com/SwishFlickCast. Supporting our podcast keeps us going and gives you access to all of our exclusive extras. As always, we are accepting Potter stories or just any fun stuff, questions, or concerns to our email, which is swishflickcast@gmail.com.
Welcome back, Swishers, our besties. Happy New Year. Let's talk about Frontier Airlines.
I just want to do a little preface.
Yeah.
I have had both good and bad experiences.
Also the same for me.
On Frontier.
Yes.
I try so hard to not book Frontier just because, like, it can be so up in the air whether it's good or not. But we took a chance and shot our shot.
We did.
And missed a little. But it was the only airline that was offering direct flights at the times that we needed, which was kind of annoying and frustrating. But,
yeah,
you know, I will say that I would have rather dealt with what we dealt with than have a layover. So I guess there's that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything to avoid getting on another flight.
Yeah. Yeah. Even though that could mean a second Biscoff cookie.
We didn't get any cookies.
Well, not on Frontier, no, but, you know.
No, no cookies.
The first rule of Larry Air. Nothing is complimentary.
Larry Air.
That's Schitt's Creek. I don't know how many times I want to rehash the events going down.
Well, going down was not as bad as coming home.
Getting on the flight was fine. The flight itself was a little bit undesirable. Not talking about the plane or turbulence at all. There was just an undesirable person on this flight. And I honestly feel like if I talk about him, I'm going to be really mad. So can we not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All I'll say to everybody is, like, if you have a kid, like, you and your partner are a team and you should act that way.
Yes.
Especially while traveling.
Be a team.
Kara, yes, period. Undesirable number one.
Definitely undesirable number one.
He is undesirable number one, and I'm over him. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to talk about him because I'll literally get angry.
I know. Yeah, it was very infuriating. Just know. If anybody wants to know, shoot the Petrus fam a message. I'll tell you what went down.
Can we talk about the fact that even though, and I want to know if somebody can help me because I have a lot of flights coming up.
Yeah.
Can you help me understand? I have on Disney Plus, I downloaded my emotional support documentary, which is the Imagineering documentary.
Yeah.
Why will it not let me play that in airplane mode on my phone? And it happened to me. It happened to me in June going down to Florida, and it happened again on this past trip. Why? Yeah. It's downloaded, and I don't understand. But it let me play like some of it. Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, Aubrey says you have to keep the app open and then go in airplane mode.
So it has to be
so open. Like, make sure that maybe before you get on the plane, have it open. And then while you're in that app, go in airplane mode. Because, yeah, I don't know. That's happened to me, too, before. I think on Netflix, I downloaded some Somebody Feed Phil episodes one time for a flight. And I couldn't get any of them to play. And I was like, why did I waste my time downloading these?
Right.
So weird.
No, it should be downloaded. I shouldn't need any internet.
Yeah, we shouldn't need the internet.
I was super annoyed with the fact that
I could listen to my downloaded books. Sorry to interrupt. Yeah, you.
That's okay. We decided to pay a little bit extra to have seats closer up to the front of the plane.
Yes.
We were like row three, I think.
Yeah, we chose row three because I was like, that'll be nice. You know, it'll be a little bit less chaotic getting on and off the plane.
The second we step on the plane, the first 6 to 7 of the overhead bins were closed and they told us that they were full, and we found out later they were not. So we had to go like 10 to 15 rows past our row, put our luggage up there, which if you can imagine what a nightmare that was.
To get off.
Getting off the plane was horrid.
Oh my God.
And luckily people were like nice.
Thankfully, yes. They
like,
were
now
nice.
I know though that like if we're picking seats on Frontier, pick the middle of the plane. Yep. Because otherwise it's actually just like harder and more frustrating.
More stressful. It was more stressful.
Yeah, because like as we're like taxiing, all I'm thinking about is, oh my God, how am I gonna get my bag? Okay, well, like, Katie can go back there, but she's going to have to wait for all those rows anyway.
And you know people stand up immediately.
And then Katie is, like, responsible for pulling down three bags on her own.
Three bags, because we checked one and took three carry-ons.
I was just airline etiquette PSA. You're going to get off the plane.
Stay in your seat!
Everybody's going to get off the plane.
Like, could you imagine if everybody stayed in their row and we went row by row and we could have just walked back, gotten our bags and left?
I can't imagine.
It would have been fan-freaking-tastic.
And if you see someone, did you say a swear?
I said freaking.
Freaking-tastic, Katie.
If you see someone trying to move to the back of the plane after we have landed and stopped and can I please? I'm clearly not doing it just because I want to do it, because I did not want to do it. It was awful.
Right.
Watch me mess with these people, guys.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just
sad. Anyway. Just be like common sense niceness on the plane, you know?
Yeah. So anyway, Frontier, you know, I've got beef with them now going forward.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I flew them to Vegas and no qualms. Perfectly fine. Everything was great.
To Orlando before, and it's been fun.
To Orlando once, and it was totally
flying with them out of Orlando was.
God, we can talk about that later.
Yeah, we'll move on. In happier news, checking into Sapphire Falls.
Yeah, that smells so good. We decided. Tiffany had never stayed at Sapphire Falls.
Nope.
At Universal, Sapphire Falls is where Katie and I stayed on our honeymoon.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's just such a pretty resort. It's considered a moderate resort at Universal. So the one downside to it is that their express pass is not included with it. However, the boat transportation is included. So
we like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's like a nice middle ground offering where like you're not paying an exorbitant amount for a deluxe resort. However, yeah, you're losing the express pass privilege with it. So, eh, you know, like pros and cons. It just depends. Like, we're not huge ride people at Universal, so that wasn't that big of a loss to any of us.
Yeah.
No, we didn't really. It's whatever.
But if you're a ride person, that can be.
That's a make or break, I would feel.
Yeah, that could be a make or break for you. So,
yeah.
Just know whenever you're booking your hotel at Universal to just like pay attention to what the perks are based on where you want to be. But. Mm-hmm. I love Sapphire Falls. I think it's so pretty. It smells nice in the lobby. It smelled
really good. Yeah.
It just like is a nice aesthetic. Mm-hmm. I like the rooms.
It feels deluxe to me.
Yeah, I agree.
It does feel feel deluxe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They had pretty decent foodstuffs.
Yeah, yeah, we snuck in those like
we Tiffany, barely
wasn't it like 5 minutes before they closed.
Oh my
it
god, literally nuts. I told them go and I'm gonna check in. In.
I got caged in.
Katie got caged.
We have
in.
Photographic proof.
Uh-huh. Here, let me see. I'll send it to the Discord. Actually, I can do that this whole time. I'll
yeah, just yeah, like
send some pictures of what we're doing into the Discord.
That's cool.
Amazing. Let's see. So we just did like a standard 2-queen room.
Mm-hmm. It was a nice room.
It was a nice room.
The only I had beef with the bathroom because the shower and the toilet were doored off together and then the sink was alone, which was kind of weird because I would rather. I don't know.
Sometimes at Disney, the shower and the toilet are separate.
Like the.
But I think that might just be at certain deluxe resorts. I don't know.
No, wait. That was fine. It was the poly I had beef with.
Uh-oh.
Because of the where the bathroom, where the toilet was.
The toilet was separate, but you still had to go through the shower room, which had a glass door. So, like, you couldn't use it if someone was in the shower, you know?
Right.
So, yeah.
Right.
My beef was that there were no we couldn't get like pop out of a dispenser. What is that?
Didn't have a vending machine?
A vending machine. Thank you.
A pop dispenser.
So we literally like
if wrong.
All pop we wanted
dispenser.
All we wanted were some Cokes. And we had to order room service to get Cokes.
Tiffany made
which
fun
was
of me
kind of ridiculous
because they came like we ordered room service. They said it was going to be a long time, and it actually wasn't. It was like maybe 10 minutes.
Took 10 to 15.
What did
minutes.
I make
they
fun of you about?
Because they brought in because we got like fries or something, but they like brought in room service. So it's got like the fancy little like cap ketchups on the food, and like it was like way more than I was expecting with like covered cups of water and whatever. So I was like, wow. And Tiffany's like, you're such an old woman.
Did I say that?
Yeah. I was very impressed.
Oh my gosh.
Katie no, was I, like
it was
this is gourmet.
Nice.
It looked gourmet. It was did. Water Cokes for and French
some,
fries.
Some French fries.
But like Kevin McAllister.
I did feel like dude. Kevin McAllister, you're right. Yeah, I walked like the whole hotel looking for a vending machine just to be told. Because then I came back and I was like, I'm just going to call and ask. And they're like, no, you have to order room service. And I was like, well, I guess I'm doing that because I really want a Coke.
I look so sad in that cage.
You were upset you didn't have food yet. I'll just wait. Yeah. It's better. I got another one.
I know what you're talking about. That's the one I thought you were going to send.
So we got to the hotel kind of late, and then basically we were only staying there for one night because we were only doing Universal on Friday.
Right.
So we got up pretty early and hopped on the boat to City Walk.
Great music. It was like 80s rock.
Yeah.
It was
good. They usually play the pretty good. Yeah, they do a good job on those boats.
There was one time, there was this worker who, like, she was so awesome. She would do, like, karaoke sing-along on the boat every time she would, like, pick up and drop you off. It was cool. So
she was, like, into it.
I'm trying. Oh, so because we were staying at a Universal hotel, we got in a little early. and that was only on studio, or that was only on Islands of Adventure side, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we started our day at Islands of Adventure, and
we picked the wrong line. It was broken.
Yeah, we did.
And they were training.
Yep, they sure were. And then we got breakfast though at the Leaky Cauldron, the Three Broomsticks. We got breakfast at the Three Broomsticks.
No, we did. Espresso butterbeer.
Yes, that's right. That was the first thing. We got espresso at Starbucks, and then
We also got other drinks too.
We did.
We are so extra.
We did. And then we headed straight into Islands to go to the Three Broomsticks.
Right.
Where we crafted our beverages.
We did. And we vlogged that.
We did.
Ate a lovely breakfast.
It was good. You know, I love the Wizarding World breakfast. It's the same breakfast at both places.
It's quite yum.
Don't get the porridge.
No,
it sucks.
No. Don't get the porridge. Unless they changed it, but don't. First of all, they didn't know where the porridge was.
Which goes to show how often people order it.
And eating. Then they didn't Not have much. Like the ladle for it. And I was like, just tip it. I just want a bowl of porridge. And then I didn't want a bowl of porridge because it was like glue. And I put a ton of like sweet stuff in there too, and it didn't help at all.
You really tried.
Yeah.
Yes, it was porridge. It was very poor. Thank you.
Why are you guys all eggs today?
It was something with the prefix in their little bonus episode they did. I still haven't entirely caught on to what it means.
I think maybe that's the point. They were waiting for us to ask now that everyone's giggling.
Don't worry about it. Okay.
Keep away from our carton. Oh my God.
Keep away from our carton.
That's what Brandon said. I'm sorry. Jeez. Execute order 66.
That is a sad egg.
Those are creepy eggs.
For people who are listening and are like, what are you talking about? Their names in their Discord chat are all changed to egg things, except Mia. I'm trying to survive a toddler. Time to listen to stuff.
Do you want to talk about your first time actually getting to take in the Hogwarts line, Tiffany?
The Hogwarts? Oh, yeah.
Because so that was kind of what we did next, right?
The Hogwarts line.
I was like, what are you talking about? The queue?
Yeah, the queue.
What is wrong with Pop Dispenser?
I don't know. So many things.
God. Yeah, so I was able to finally, like I've been saying for freaking years, I feel like, walking the queue in Hogwarts for the Forbidden Journey ride. So just went in there like regular, like you're gonna ride, and people in there are stopped and looking. So if you feel like you're gonna be in people's ways, people are more than happy to go by you because they think that they're like, oh my gosh, I'm going in front of these people. It's like, whatever, like I'm just here to look. So, and we weren't the only ones who were stopped to look, but definitely cried in Dumbledore's office.
it's a good spot.
It is emotional for me. But I'm really glad that I was able to go slow. Didn't I still miss out on a room though?
Yeah, we missed out on because so the like normal large queue was closed and they were sending everyone through like the quick queue, which actually is making me think, did we do this at night?
Yeah, we did, I feel like.
Okay, well, sorry to jump ahead. But so it was because it was the Orlando Informer event, which we'll get to in a minute. But
yeah,
so they didn't have the whole queue open. So you missed out on like the first hallway, which has like the Mirror of Erised, the
room.
Statue of the Humped Witch.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Griffin to Dumbledore's office.
Yeah, I missed that.
And then like the Room of Requirement tapestry.
Yeah,
that, but I think that you saw everything else.
Yeah, because then you would go into the room where it's like the porch is talking the heads of house, and they put that on the other side,
just like in a different way.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oops.
What else did we do that morning?
I'm trying to look through my pictures.
Yeah, what are the photographic evidence?
We got pictures in front of the castle.
Oh, right.
I put that in the chat.
Did we go over to studios or not yet? Did we do that later? Not yet.
We went to Honey Duke's.
Oh, yeah.
And then we hopped on the train. And we went over to the studio side.
And then there, we got our wand, right? Is that what happened?
You guys, I don't even... How do we even begin to explain the story behind this wand?
Okay, so first of all of us said that we were not buying a wand this trip because we all have too many. And then we all forgot to pack one.
Yeah.
So that we could do magic.
we needed to vlog the magic spots because this is a working trip, guys.
Right.
Working trip.
And we
failed.
So we came to the conclusion that Tiffany wanted Voldemort's wand because she doesn't have it yet.
Yes.
So we were just going to get that and all of us would use it to do the magic spots.
Right.
But they now offer engraving on the wands.
But they're very controlling about said engraving because I wanted... What did I want at first? I wanted You Know Who. And they were like, no.
Which is bizarre to me.
There has to be a name. And I'm thinking, well, that's canon as his name. But
not only
you.
Is it canon, but like You Know Who has to be copywritten.
Copywritten.
Which like if you can engrave Voldemort on it, you should be able to engrave You Know Who. That is just so weird to me.
It was really strange.
I'm not asking you to do He Who Must Not Be Named. It probably doesn't fit.
Which you know that I mean? Also should be allowed though.
Yes. Agreed.
Anyways.
Then we got a little silly with our requests though. And they weren't
Voldy,
having it.
Voldy bits. The guy who was with us was laughing. The girl who was beside him
was not a fan.
Someone must have peed in her Wheaties. I don't know. Because she was not having any of it. So I don't know who came up with the idea of Tom.
I don't remember.
Tom. And then
they would
we
not
like,
do Lord V, Janine. Lord I think v. we asked. Yeah. They said no.
Like you literally couldn't do anything.
But we came up with Tommy.
Tommy. And she said no at first.
She
and
did
then,
not want that.
And then I think I don't know if it was me or you, Tiff, but one of
I
us
think
was
you
like,
said that's a
but
name.
Tommy is a normal name. Why can't we do that?
And Tiffany goes, that's what they call me.
That's what they call me. And then the guy was just like, yeah, we can do Tommy. And she did not want to do it. I was like, what is your dealio, girl? Tommy is a name. Leave us alone.
Yeah.
So anyway, it said Tommy.
My name is Thomas O'Malley.
The alley cat.
The alley cat. So this is it. I send it in the Discord. There's a better story coming with this wand later.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we got our wand. We did some magic. And we
jacket
didn't,
potatoes.
We didn't stay like too long because we knew we were coming back.
Yeah.
So we did some magic and then we didn't want to really eat a ton because we would be eating at the event.
Yep.
So we left Diagon Alley and we popped in and saw some SpongeBob stuff.
We got jacket potatoes.
Yeah, jacket potatoes.
We got jacket potatoes.
I don't have a picture of jacket potatoes.
I do.
We sat down and eat jacket potatoes and Meg spilled her Coke that she just caught all I over sure the ground.
Oh, yeah.
So I went back outside. Inside.
That's a good spot, by the way. That's a good spot. So what is that stand called? The Coke.
So it's like the
Men in Black.
It's between Men in Black and Simpsons, and it is like a Coke standalone building that just has a ton of
like the free
Coke freestyle,
freestyle. I was going to say free for all.
Free for all. But there's like a little garden, not a garden. Oh my God. I'm literally so bad with words today. There's like a little,
you took a month off.
Raised bed,
flower bed,
flower bed. Thank you.
Yeah. There's also a bathroom close to there.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah. It was nice.
It was in the shade.
Uh-huh. Shade was the best part.
We got broccoli cheese and shepherd's pie.
Surprisingly good.
Yeah, I was surprised too.
The shepherd's pie one always slaps, so I wasn't surprised there. Mm-hmm. But I was iffy on the broccoli cheese, but it was good.
It was good. Every time I travel, I'm like, I got to get vegetables in my body somehow. And I was like, broccoli will do it.
Yeah.
So yeah, we did that. But the Cherry Coke freestyle is always good, in my opinion.
It is good. It is. They had some fun holiday flavors too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which was kind of neat. There were like special edition holiday flavors that they were offering.
I should have tried I think it was Coke and cream soda.
That sounds good.
That does
but
sound
like
good.
You can't drink a lot of that, but right, like that sounds good.
Right.
So yeah, then we went to go check into our second hotel.
Yeah. So we only stayed at Sapphire Falls the night before, and then we were switching over to Disney. And we didn't want to switch over way later in the night because
that's exhaustion. A pain in the butt.
It's a long time, yeah. And like the event that we were already going to at Universal goes late. We didn't know how late we were going to stay, if it's going to be the whole time or not, whatever. So we just wanted to make sure that we could check in, have that all taken care of at the Polynesian, because we're all poly snobs. And, you know, treat yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Plus, did we get Dole Whip, like, right then and there? Or
yeah.
No? Yeah.
Did we?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
No, we did not.
Yeah, we did.
We did?
Yeah, we did.
Did we?
Before we went back for the meetup, we got Dole Whip.
Awesome. Oh my God, we're amazing.
I have a picture of me with my Dole Whip at 3:30 in the afternoon that day.
Receipts.
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 Yeah.
That Polynesian room, sans the bathroom situation.
Yeah.
Was so cute, though. It was like...
It was so good.
So they just recently redid all of the Polynesian rooms at Disney, and they're Moana themed.
They are.
And I loved all of the little hints of Moana everywhere.
Jeez Louise.
What was that?
I don't know. I don't know what they do up there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, I love the Polynesian and all the smells that go along with it, but we
lucked
out.
It does
out.
Have
First
a
all,
distinct smell.
Sapphire so Falls, we lucked
oh,
out.
Oh, yeah!
Oh,
our
my
room
God,
placement!
Room location.
So
our room
good!
Was right on the end of the hall, and it was right by where you pick up the boat.
Yeah.
Perfect. Then we get moved over to the Poly, and it's the building right next to the lobby building.
A.K.A. right next to the monorail.
Right next to Dole Whip. Like,
I'll show
perfection.
You monorail.
Perfection.
Perfection. And, like, that so just good. Happened. So that was a little fun
we
magic
were like,
surprise.
Yeah, that was good. That was real good.
We did some window shopping there, for sure. And then
mm-hmm.
hopped back to Universal, yeah.
Yeah.
I had to go and check us in for the Orlando Informer event.
Mm-hmm.
So I like hurried and ran. And I just want to say for anybody, okay, this is the first time that any of us had done the Orlando Informer event, which if you don't know what that is, it's like an after hours party at Universal Studios. And it is like closed to regular guests and only people with this ticket are allowed in to both parks. All of your food is included for the night, all of your drinks. You get a $15 voucher for like alcoholic beverages or just like food before the event. Food begins at 8:00. Absolutely no waits for anything. Like this, in my opinion, is how I will be experiencing Universal going forward.
Yeah, I would agree with
like,
that.
Yeah. It 100% is just
worth it.
Like nothing can top it. I'm not even kidding.
It's so worth your money. Like so worth your money.
And just to put into perspective, like, don't get me wrong, I am fully aware that theme parks in general are very expensive. But yes, for some perspective, I want to say the tickets for the Orlando Informer event were like $220 per person for a night, which I understand is a lot. However, Tiffany, Katie and I still have our annual passes right now. Mm-hmm. So we had to buy Tiffany a ticket into the park that day. And her park-to-park ticket for one day was $200. So for $20 more, you get the event with no waits and food included. Like, yeah, no-brainer.
There, no, like, seriously.
We shouldn't have even gone during the day.
We really shouldn't have. I will never not go to that
event. I want to plan our times down there around that event.
Well, and I didn't realize they had like weekend passes too. And I was like, oh my God, that's perfect. You can go like 3 days
or two days. Fridays. I think it's Friday, Saturday.
You could do like, you could do City Walk during the day. You could do Downtown Disney. Oh my God, Disney Springs during the day. You could go and do like the things that we've discovered we love in Orlando.
Yeah.
And then at nighttime, or like rest up or do a resort day or whatever you want to do.
Have a pool day.
And then
pool day, yeah.
Go hard at night. Literally, like, when I tell you free food, walked up to, it's not like,
I ate so much.
It's not like, two restaurants are open. No.
Like,
it's
almost everything. 90%
are open. There's multiple options to choose from. It's vegetarian options. There's regular options. You just walk up and go, can I have that? And they say yes.
And they give it to you. So, okay. So one thing that I did not understand going into the night, and now I know, so like I know what my expectations are meant to be for the next time. It is not the entire menu at every single restaurant. So
but
like
it's
still
good stuff.
It is, yeah. It's still good food, and it's like 2 to 3 items off the menu. And you can, and sometimes it's even like maybe something that fits the theme of that restaurant, but like isn't normally on the menu. But like you can have as much of it as you want.
Yeah.
Like
just
you
roll
can go
in. Yeah. It was like buffet style. So like you walk into the Leaky Cauldron, if you've ever been there, there's the Leaky Cauldron at the back of the big room where you eat in. And they had like a long table set up like wedding reception style, and you get your plate and you get your stuff and you go sit down. It's empty.
Literally.
It's empty. People don't tell everybody about this. It's just for Swish and Flick people because I don't want them to oversell this thing.
They limit the tickets, which is really nice.
And they limited it the right way. Like, I don't know if this was a sold out thing and that was the max. But when I tell you, I could run everywhere with my arms flapping around me and spinning, and I would not hit a soul. Like, it would be, it's empty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, like, I have a video of it. I'll send.
If like the park's crowded, like if that's like not your jam and it makes you uncomfortable or anxious or something, this is a very good option for you. Cause I get like that during the parks, but like I'm kind of used to it and know like where to go when I'm like over it.
If you can't stand the heat and like the sun going at night like this.
Yep.
Yeah. If you have like an allergy of some kind for this, like this is your time to go.
Yeah.
Yes, just like the parties used to be at Disney when they weren't oversold and were longer and
womp.
Like, look at, if you look at Discord right now, that's how empty the middle of Diagon Alley is.
Yeah, it never looks like that.
Never.
And, so that people know, this doesn't just happen in December. I want to say it happens at least 3 times a year, if not more. But just check out Orlando Informer, like go to their website and they'll have like what the next one is. I want to say that they have another Orlando Informer event happening in February, maybe.
Oh, that's a good time.
I know that they have one or two in the summer as well.
The 23rd and 24th of February.
Honestly, they might do this like almost 5 times a year, I think. I'm trying to remember like how often, but like they do it pretty often at many different times of the year, so like you don't have to think about December. You know, like you can go another time of year, though. December and February would honestly be your best bet in my opinion in terms of weather in Florida, but that's just that's me.
According to the website that I'm looking at right now, they have one in February, one in June, one in November. No, I'm sorry. Two in November and two in December.
Okay, yeah. They do two weekends in a row in December, I think.
Yeah.
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 So November, it's actually, these are the dates for this year. November is 15th, 16th, and 22nd, 23rd. And December is the 6th, the 7th, and the 13th, to the 14th. And then there's one at the beginning of June and one in February.
Do you want to reschedule? Do you want to reschedule?
Yeah, we'll think about this. We're gonna have some thoughts to think about when.
Are we planning?
Usually it's a Friday and Saturday, Megan.
Hold on.
Are we talking about this right now?
Yeah.
Live on
the Swish way. That's the Swish way.
Hold on. When is Thanksgiving?
What were the dates?
For which one? November?
Yeah.
When's Thanksgiving in November?
And the 22nd and 23rd. It would be the last.
I think it's pretty late.
November.
I think it's the 28th. Oh,
the last Thursday.
So that would be the weekend before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm game if you are.
Okay, well, we'll chat more about that, and then I'll
we need to check Disney reservations.
See that availability. Oh man.
Anyways,
so yeah, anyway, like, highly recommend the Orlando Informer event.
So much that we're planning it right now.
You guys, like, I'm not kidding you. It's so worth it.
It's
silly not to take advantage if you can go on the weekends where it's offered. And like we said, if you don't want to buy a park ticket for that day, just do that for the night. I mean, it's worth walking on to the rides that you want to do if that's what you're into.
You're going
to
fit in more rides in that allotted amount of time than you would all day.
The only ride that had a wait was Hagrid's, and it was 20 minutes.
It was 30, I thought. But it was probably less.
Say on the board? It said something I'd never seen before for every ride. It was like a word.
Enjoy now? Or?
Yeah, I think it was enjoy now, which meant like.
Like walk on.
Walk it on. Eat,
like Velociraptor was walk on.
Velociraptor.
Velocicoaster.
Are you unwell?
I'm very unwell. Velocicoaster was walk on. Like, that is just mind blowing to me.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Gringotts, walk on. Like, just
everything.
So cool. Also, before the event, we had a meetup and it was so much fun. Thank you, everybody who came. And hilariously, nobody that was there was from Orlando or even Florida, for that matter. And everybody who came was not from Florida.
I think there was only one person who wasn't actually going to the event, because it just happened that, like, they were at a conference at the same time. And, like, it was really cool that it was able to work out.
Right.
Yeah.
It was a good time. We found a little spot in City Walk. So we sat and we just talked and hung out.
It's always a good spot by Voodoo Donuts. And we found out you can move the tables, so that's a bonus.
It looks like they're bolted in, but they're not. Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Okay, do we want to talk about Disney?
When do we not want to talk about Disney?
Wait, we have to talk about how Jurassic Park's not a water ride. Mrs.
Petrie. Oh, yeah.
That was the last thing we did. You're right. Tiffany rode what for the first time ever?
I rode the Jurassic Park ride for the very first time.
She did.
And when I tell you,
it was not a water ride.
It was indeed a water ride.
You just got a little bit wet. Jeez.
I would consider that a water ride.
Oh my God. No, it did not make me feel sick in the slightest. It was amazing, and I'll probably ride it if I can every single time I go from now on. It was great because we literally just like walked on, lost my magic band on it. I had it on from when we were at the hotel and I never took it off, which I realized that Universal people were probably like, you guys are dumb.
But then you found it. Thank God.
But then it was in my seat.
Yeah.
But Katie was legitimately scared.
Mike, gotta call me out, man.
It's really the sirens. They just kind of like give you a bit of anxiety. You're like, I know this is part of the ride, but like sirens can be scary.
It was scary. And then like they're all like panicking and dinosaurs around.
Dinosaurs
she thought she was gonna die. It was crazy.
And like I'm telling you, so I'm fun. Not gonna ruin it, but like the ending is really terrifying.
It was pretty great. Drop is long, but it's
like,
so good.
As we're going up the hill, Tiffany's like, you didn't tell me it was this big of a drop.
It was like forever going up. Like the trepidation is like, like forever.
While there's like velociraptors coming at you from the sides.
It was a mess.
Oh, that was a really fun end of the night.
Hold on. Do you have our selfie after? Oh, here.
Oh, in the boat. Oh my god.
Here's the Velocicoaster wait time. It's like nothing.
I have it.
You have it?
Yeah, I'll send it.
Phil has zombie eyes right now and I don't like it.
I'll send it if.
Oh, here I have guys... it.
Oh, you have it. Okay.
Yeah. But it was amazing, and I feel like we were screaming our heads off like the whole time down that.
But
drop.
We were like the only ones on it, weren't we? Or was
there
someone?
Somebody in front of us.
Maybe two other people in the whole boat.
But the people in front of us had to have gotten absolutely like drenched.
Oh yeah,
I don't like, think they did. I think you guys are crazy. They just got a little bit of spray.
Meg, send the picture.
I've had
Tiffany
enough.
Had it.
I did it, but it's showing me. Spinny circles.
Oh.
But yeah, I will definitely be riding that every single time. It was so fun. It was so fun. But the only thing is that it sucked because we couldn't get our picture. Nobody was working.
Oh, yeah.
They were like, party? No, you're not getting your picture.
Yeah. So we took our own.
Yeah. And then we went back.
Back and crashed, dude.
To the Poly. Why did it send the Veloci one around?
There it is.
I don't know why it sent that twice.
Tiffany's hair is on the other side of her head. Like
it is. It's all the because I feel like I ducked. It was great. I was like, yeah, definitely got soaked. And then I took my picture with Rexy after because I got to. I always walk past Kong and think, like, that's probably an insane ride in there. Because it always sounds scary on the way back.
Oh, Tiffany. It's okay.
It's okay.
Oh, man.
It's not what I want it to be.
I, like, wanted it to be so much more than it is. Yeah. I will say it has one of the coolest animatronics I've ever seen.
Yeah. But it's a lot of... nothing for that payoff.
It's slightly reminiscent of Fast and the Furious at times.
Oh no.
But not as embarrassing.
No, I'd way rather Red Kong.
Yeah,
I won't diss Kong.
Kong is not anywhere near as bad, but it has the same ride vehicle, so it's just like the same type of ride.
Got it.
Minus the fact that it does have a really cool animatronic at the end of Kong.
Let's talk about Magic Kingdom.
Disney Day 1. We did a lot of park hopping on Saturday. We started our day at Magic Kingdom, and then we hopped to Epcot for lunch and had a little bit of time there, and then hopped back to Magic Kingdom for the fireworks and the end of the night. Mm. So it was a long day, but it was a good day.
It was such a good day. Any day at Magic Kingdom. Oof.
That's called three people who love Disney and want to cram as much as they possibly can into the time they don't have.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep. Like, and meet up with our friends Sarah and Peter in the middle of it too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Shout out to them because that was a real quick little visit.
It was, but it was so meaningful, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love them. Something interesting about, so obviously, like, we have to do Haunted Mansion because you don't go to Magic Kingdom and not do Haunted Mansion if you're us.
That was like the first ride we did, right?
Yeah. They've been putting a rose on Madame Leota's grave. So I thought that was interesting. And they did that in the summer, too. So I don't know if that's something new. We got stuck right at the very beginning.
Oh, yeah.
So Megan and I got to ride. But I got a really nice, clear picture. Because, you know, you really don't get clear pictures because it's so dark.
Yeah.
But our first
on my picture from later.
Oh my God. Your picture from later is one of my most favorite things on the planet. Because we wrote it more than once. But if you don't know, the Hatbox Ghost, which usually resides in the other parks, is now in Orlando.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very exciting. That is
super fun.
And that was like opening weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For Hatbox.
We were there the day after the first time he was there.
So I will send that. If you don't know what the Hatbox Ghost is, it's a little... It's the ghost that is holding a hat box and his head disappears and appears in the box.
It's pretty cool.
And if you've seen the newest Haunted Mansion movie, which is on Disney Plus, which I just watched actually this week, highly recommend. Love, 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 love it.
I really have to watch it. I haven't seen it yet either.
It's very... call outs to the ride is nice. Are very cool. Nice. Yeah. Definitely not the Eddie Murphy one, even though I do love Eddie Murphy.
I haven't even seen that one.
It's fine that you don't.
I've only seen the Muppets.
I think I've seen Muppet the Eddie Murphy one, but a long time ago.
Katie took some really amazing pictures this weekend.
What she means is...
I won't she send laughed them if at many at me too.
You can send whatever you want.
You're just so cute.
She was just, you know, living her best life in every photo.
Kate, I don't have your first haunted picture.
I do.
Okay. I'll send mine to Megan's. But we did the traditional zombie.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
But before... Just Katie. Oh, Kate, that was a good one. That's a good first picture.
I like the black and white.
When we went to, we did Pirates after that. It wasn't very pirate watery.
No, it wasn't. But the next day it was. And we all walked in and we were like, yeah, that's
yeah.
It. Yeah. But it so didn't good. Hit that first day. Oh, I don't know why. Man.
Yeah. I just love that ride so much. And Kate, didn't you get super wet on that ride from the cannons?
You got a cannon.
Yeah, I got hit. It's always a
I got hit the second time.
Yeah.
Yes.
So always when you think were you're on past the right side.
Yeah.
And I was like, I know it.
You always think you're safe.
Yep.
Yeah. And then you're not.
Yep.
And then you're not. Did we do We did breakfast though.
That
did we do,
was that.
Did we do Crystal Palace after Pirates?
Oh, that's right. Why did I think that was day two? Yeah, we did Crystal Palace breakfast. It was after Pirates. Tiffany had never done it yet, and it was Crystal Palace is one of those nostalgic breakfasts for me specifically, like my whole childhood for. As long as I can remember, it has always been a Winnie the Pooh breakfast.
Yeah.
And it was just like a staple that we would do every vacation because I grew up absolutely loving Winnie the Pooh. And it was also like on Katie's first trip, we absolutely did it. Because I basically just made those trips be... all of my favorite things.
Yeah. We've done that on trips more than we haven't done it on trips.
Yeah. I feel like our two most common go-to restaurants are Crystal Palace and Tony's.
Yeah.
Are probably the two that we aim to like almost always go to. But yeah, I was excited for Tiff to do that. It's just fun.
We sat next to a really cute little couple. And
yeah.
We did. They were from the UK and they were visiting for 2 weeks and she was just the cutest.
Oh, that was her birthday.
Yeah.
Tiffany cried approximately 4 times.
Yeah, watching little kids with the characters.
Oh, anytime I'm not with my kids and I see little kids, I automatically will cry if they're being cute.
I mean, there were a lot of really cute magical moments happening all around us And just at that one time.
Oh, Katie, we're just talking about breakfast. Yeah, she cried about four times at breakfast.
Yeah.
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 I'm fine, guys. That was a good brekkie.
Enjoyed.
I enjoyed it. It took a little bit longer than usual. So that was kind of meh.
Then the credit card machines went down, so that took a while.
That took a while.
And then pretty much after that, well, we did the People Mover, and then we hopped to Epcot.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to see the journey of water.
So cool.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to show it to my mom.
Oh, she's going to love it.
She's going to love it.
I knew it was going to be, like, cool, but I didn't realize it was going to be that cool and fun.
Yeah.
Just a really good time.
It was one of those things that when they announced it, I was like, oh, that's going to be really pretty. But I also, in the back of my mind, was a little disappointed because I was like,
I feel
like you guys can do better. But doing it, I was like, oh, man, no, this is it's beautiful. And actually, I was a little worried that it wouldn't fit into Epcot, but I think it really does because it talks a lot about like conservation and like the cycle of water, like how you can save water, all that kind of stuff. So like it very much fits in to the Epcot theme.
And they did a really good job.
Yeah. The interactivity of it was really awesome.
If my kids were there, they would have lost their minds. Like,
oh my gosh, Alana would have loved it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it wasn't open when we were there. Otherwise, we would have done it. And I do want to say about this past trip, I ate at all new places.
Yeah.
So I like crossed a bunch of restaurants off my Disney bucket list. I still have a lot to go, but I'm going to try and make that journey. I'm willing to
every time.
Yeah.
Every time we go pick new places.
Yeah. I'm down. Le Cellier.
My God.
It is the Canadian steakhouse.
I dream about that steak.
I'm telling you what, though, the star of the show for me was not my steak. It was the Brussels sprouts that I added on as a side.
Tiffany.
Megan, I won't order ribeyes anywhere ever again other than at my own home.
You ordered the wrong steak.
I'm sorry I ordered a ribeye.
Jeez. It was so good. Oh, my God.
So May got a strip and I got the ribeye. But I got to tell you guys, it didn't really have a cap. And that's where I go first. I don't save best for last. I eat best first because otherwise I'm going to be too full. So I was kind of disappointed. I didn't have a good cap.
You should have told our really nice
the strip
waiter who somehow had ties to like Cleveland, even though he's from Canada. Oh yeah, specifically Kent.
Specifically Kent.
That was very interesting. Like there's so many people on this trip that like had ties back to home, all coincidentally. Really cool. We met like that whole family on the monorail who was like literally from Cleveland also.
Oh, we met tons of people from Cleveland. It was so crazy.
It was the time for Clevelanders to be down there.
Yeah, that was so funny. We like kept running into people that were from the area. What?
We didn't tell the Tommy story.
Oh yeah.
I just I don't even know how to tell it.
Okay, so I'll tell it. Long story short, the Tommy story, right? Bring your brains back to Universal. Thank you, Katie, because we would have powered through. And no one in Discord said anything.
Yeah, you're supposed to be calling us out on our stuff. Matt.
Okay. So we're at the Leaky Cauldron, and we're doing a drink taste testing, which we forgot to also say, which is a vlog that we'll be releasing. So we got all of the drinks that you can get at the Leaky Cauldron. And we're back there, and we have this waiter, and he comes over, and he is a fact guy. Right. He is telling us all these facts. He's doing all these things. And so we're slap happy at this point. Right. It's late. Oh, yeah. We're tired. And so I'm like thinking this will be funny. He'll appreciate Tommy on Voldemort's wand because this guy knows his stuff. X, Y, Z. I'm like, look at the wand. And I go, what did I say?
You said, look, it says Tommy or something.
I said,
like
look, that. It says Tommy and it's Voldemort's wand. And he goes, that's not my wand. I have Harry's wand. And I'm like thinking in my head, what? I look at his name tag and no joke, this guy's name is Tommy. And I about wet myself with laughter.
All of us lost it.
I was like trying to get out to them because they're like, what are you laughing at? I'm like trying to get out that I was like, his name is Tommy. And it was just so funny. Oh, it was such a good moment.
Oh, so good.
Such a good moment. All right. Now we're back at Epcot. Bring your brains back to Disney.
Okay. And steak. Fantastic. Yeah. Katie, tell us about your vegan dish because that'll be cool for people to hear that the steakhouse in Canada had one of the best vegan dishes Katie has ever ordered at Disney. And let me tell you, both of us have eaten a lot of vegan food at Disney.
Yeah. They used to have their old vegan dish used to be like some sort of pot stickers. And I never had them, but our friends did. And they... like they dapple in the vegan.
They just said that the pot stickers felt out of place at a steak restaurant.
Yeah, which like makes sense, right?
That's kind of weird.
But I'm looking at the menu and like I didn't really, I don't know, I'm weird with steak, so I wasn't feeling it at that point in time and I was like, I don't know what I want, and then I saw this and I was like, you know what? I'm going to give that a shot. It was like some sort of like tart. I honestly,
but savory, a savory tart.
Yeah, I honestly, like, even as I was eating it, I don't know what it was. I just know that it was really, really good.
And it looked gourmet. Like, yeah. Presentation, the, just like, the flavors that were in it, the way that it was cooked, like, every, it was so,
like,
beautiful.
The pastry on it was flaky and delicious. The like they had like a vegan demi-glace sauce.
Yeah.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Like I would get it again in a heartbeat for sure.
Kara and Brandon want to know how we take our steaks.
Medium.
Medium rare, baby.
Medium well.
And that is why Katie didn't order a steak.
Steak's not my, it's not my favorite food. I don't appreciate it the way other people do.
Because you're wrong, but that's fine.
That's all right. I know that I don't appreciate it the right way, so that's why I don't order it.
Oh man. So after all of that, we hopped back to Magic Kingdom.
Wait.
What?
Katie and I went on Soarin' over California.
And you did. Didn't you did Guardians too?
Yeah. And Guardians of the Galaxy. Oh my god, best afternoon ever.
What did I do when you were on Soarin'?
You were talking to Peter and Sarah.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Among other things.
We were
going to
do Living with
do.
The Land, but holy moly.
You also had a headache, I think. So you were,
did
you
have
were
a headache.
Making that go away.
Yeah. Man, I need to pack more liquid IVs. Note to everybody who theme parks, liquid IV.
Yeah.
Is your best friend.
Yep.
And drink water. Don't be a fool. So they did that. I think I went live for a little bit, which is on our Instagram. So I was just chilling outside Creations.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then we went back and they had Spaceship Earth was all like candy cane colors. It was so cute.
It was
yeah,
cute.
That was really cute.
It's beautiful. Love that ball. And then we hopped back to Magic Kingdom because we had a dessert party during or right before pre-fireworks show, which was, did we do that before we did Buzz?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. Because we were, because we were cutting it really close getting back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we were actually late for the dessert party. So then after the fireworks, we went right to Buzz.
Yeah. It took like forever for some reason.
Yeah.
Everything was taking long that day. Remember that?
Yeah.
Everything felt really long.
Our meals took forever. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that, oh my God,
we waited in line for rides. We genied, so we didn't wait.
Yeah.
That dessert party like
was worth it.
The really good desserts also and it. Also like you just walked up and grabbed champagne and wine and beer.
Unlimited beer and champagne
like,
if you're
what?
Of age.
Yeah.
Like come on.
And then they walk you over to this like special spot to see fireworks, which is on the lawn grass or the hub grass.
Yeah.
The lawn grass.
The lawn grass.
Both
you're
of you
infecting
are fired.
Me.
Yeah, so it's like Hubgrass. So it's like, is it the closest best view you've ever had in your life? No, but you're not fighting anyone for it, yes, which is exactly. really cool.
Yes.
And you don't have to wait there for 2 hours for it. You know what I mean?
And you're also not shoulder to shoulder with people. Like they like they put a lot of people in there, but it's not so much that you're like, you know,
sardines.
Cattle.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I think it was so worth it. I mean, it was a little pricey, but I think for like peace of mind, and because we were really excited to see the fireworks because it was Happily Ever After was back. We were really excited about the fireworks show. I didn't want to have to like stand around for like an hour and a half to 2 hours for a good spot. Like for me, for like saving our time and everything. Plus, like the desserts were bomb. And, you know, so champagne included. Like, I think it was worth it. I think
tell them what you did with the champagne.
Oh, my gosh. OK, so they gave you unlimited champagne and beer, but they also had like juices and waters and stuff like that. They had what's called Pog Juice, which is if you are a Disney adult or just a Disney fan, you know what it is. It is passion orange guava juice. Delish. They have it at the Polynesian.
It's so good.
But they had that there, and I mixed it with champagne and made like a little mimosa, and it was so good.
A pogmosa.
It
was
so good.
A pogmosa. Yeah, I like that.
It was so good.
Yeah.
One thing I will say about theme parks is like so many people are like, well, how much money do I need?
Just depends. It's so hard.
It does. It depends on what you want to do. But for us, I feel like I can speak for you guys. My time is worth it. I don't want to go to Disney and feel like my time was spent standing in a line or standing and like scoping out like a firework spot. So when I save my money for my trip, I'm saving my money for my time well spent, if that makes sense. Yep. So like,
you just have to prioritize for you what's best.
To not fight, to not necessarily fight, but like to not like fret or worry about actually seeing a fireworks show. Like that dessert party was absolutely 100% worth my money in my time.
Yeah.
Genie Plus is worth my money and my time. And you have to be like, watch YouTube to get a feel of what you're doing.
And then like I just think that, I mean, and this goes literally with anything in life, you prioritize your money differently from other people all the time. Some people want to prioritize buying souvenirs. Some people want to prioritize eating food at like the super expensive, super fancy restaurants. Some people want to prioritize their time. Like, it just like, did we eat at like Yachtman's Steakhouse, which is like more expensive than Le Cellier? No. Did we eat at Victoria and Albert's, which is like this absolutely insane restaurant at Grand Floridian? No. We found places that are like good, middle ground, and then prioritized our time. You know what I mean? Like,
you can get away with snacking for every single meal. And by snacking, I mean like it's great food, not like pretzels the whole time. But like the egg rolls, like the cheeseburger egg rolls and whatever, like that's good food.
Yeah.
Ordering kid sizes rather than the adult sizes saves you money. And they get a lot of food.
They do. And it's usually like
half the cost.
Just the same and half the cost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like there's different things that you can do to save yourself money in the long run. But I will tell you that I will spend money on my time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which means as much as like it sucks to pay for Genie Plus, I would rather pay for that and wait very short to get on rides rather than.
Yep.
Wait an hour. An hour. That's so much.
I know. Yeah. It's a long time.
You know. Plus your feet hurt. Anyway. So after that, I did Buzz. And I've always been nervous too because the spinning, and then Megan's like, you spin yourself. And I was like, oh, well, I'm just not going to spin.
Changer. She's like, but it says Space Ranger spin. We're like, yes, know, but only if you want to.
You guys, it's such a game changer for people who get motion sick. Like, you can do Buzz if you don't have a meanie with you that's spinning your car.
Or just like, you know, make sure that you get your own car. Be like, no, I want to ride by myself. That way you have full control over how often you're moving left to right. And then you just kind of like glide along, you know?
I was living my best life. And there's so much to look at.
Yeah.
There's so much to look at in those rides. Ride. Like, I was so happy.
We
so
got stopped happy. On it for like 20 minutes, but I we wasn't did. Sad because we were in the best room for the most points.
Best we room. Were. We were with so Zerg.
Meg and I maxed out. We were each in our own car. Meg and I maxed out both of the guns of our, on our cars. Yeah. Tiffany, did you get Galactic Hero?
Yeah, on one of hers. She did.
Nice. Yeah, on only one, though.
And like, we were having.
You were a little further away.
We're having the most ruckus, amazing time. And I think we were inspiring the people behind Tiffany to like also have a good time because we were just being.
They were laughing.
Yeah, I know. So fun. We were being nuts. Meg, do you have the video of Meg spinning? Can you please send that?
Yes, I'll send that in the chat.
Yes, Megan, 3 to 5 year olds would love Buzz. Like, oh, yeah. Love it.
Louie would love that ride like so much. Yeah.
Oh, it was, yeah, we're Megan in there listening
literally
to Zerg
living her best life.
I really for a was. Long time. I really was.
But it was amazing.
All right. I'm sending it. It's a 12-second video of just Megan spinning.
But that's when we started, like, dying. And then those people behind us were laughing.
And then everybody who was around us was, like, then trying to, like, max out.
That was so good.
Oh, my God. We managed to do... We did Haunted Mansion after that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's when I did my
Dang.
Other picture.
Yeah. I think we did People Mover again, too, maybe. No, maybe not.
No, I think we did that the next day.
Yeah.
So Haunted Mansion at night just hits different. Mm-hmm. It does.
It's different.
Because your eyes are adjusted to the darkness. So when you go in there, your eyes aren't trying to play catch up and like adjust to the darkness of the mansion. So you see everything a lot clearer. It's crazy.
Say
it's so good.
The same goes for if you ride Forbidden Journey at Universal. You see a lot more in the castle when your eyes are adjusted to the dark.
Yeah, agreed.
So I also want everybody to peep Katie's person in the ride with her, which is weird.
I forgot that we went on Frozen at Epcot.
Oh, yeah. It was so good. We got front row.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was amazing. Also, a water ride. Because Megan's butt got drenched.
Mm-hmm. It did. Haunted Mansion was the last thing we did that night, though. Then we headed back and did our cute little pajam jam photo that I posted on our Instagram.
Softest jammies ever. We got coffees on Main Street.
Yeah, the next morning, we just did Magic Kingdom on Sunday. We did Pirates first thing, I think.
We did do Pirates first thing. Walked over there. I got a interesting picture with Orange Bird.
And and then we met Anastasia and Drizella.
Oh, my gosh. So there's this little boy. I sobbed. Like, full on sobbed. He was giving them roses and he was being such a little prince gentleman and showing them like his little boots and it made me cry.
Anastasia has the rose in her mouth in the photo that I just sent in Discord. Oh, they were hilarious though.
They were so funny. It was such a beautiful day.
And then we did our ending meal at Cinderella's Royal Table because Tiffany had not gone there yet.
I had never been there. It was good.
They had the soup I wanted them to have. Mm-hmm. It was like
they did.
Was it butternut squash?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So good. If I would have had like a handful of pepitas, would have been perfection. But it was amazing.
Yeah, I got like braised beef, I think. It was very good.
Yeah. Whatever I ate was great. I can't remember.
I think you got the same thing as me.
Yeah. We had the same order.
Yeah.
For everything.
Yeah. The princesses loved all our sweatshirts.
They did. We all wore our Taylor Swift inspired Disney shirts that day. And it was fun.
It was fun.
I like honestly just don't even want to rehash the Frontier BS at MCO, but what I will tell you is if you have a bag that you're checking, give yourself like another hour, because that's how long it took us to get through the bag drop line at Frontier at Orlando Airport. An
even
hour.
You tag it yourself.
An hour.
Yeah.
It was hour.
I will say we did Small World and Little Mermaid also.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Squeeze those guys in there. People Mover. We attempted to pull the sword, did not win. It was such a good friend trip, though.
Yeah.
Like, we worked and we did a lot of vlogging, but like, it was so much fun.
It was a lot of fun.
It was.
There are a couple lightning bolt questions.
Oh, sure.
Sam asks, what is Tommy's karaoke song choice?
I still think it's I did something bad.
But. Oh, yeah. Because he says it feels so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I see that.
How about that Shania Twain song that's, man, I feel like a woman. Ba-ba-na-na. I just feel like that's a good ballad, like that everybody across the board likes to sing.
I agree.
You know, it's a pump up song for the night. So I feel like that would be a go to.
CJ Marie, if you could do any engraving with no character limit, what would you pick? I mean, all we wanted was You Know Who.
Yeah, I wanted You Know Who.
It was between You Know Who and Voldybits,
I think.
Or
Voldybits, yeah.
I had a feeling Voldybits was going to be a no, but I really thought You Know Who would be fine.
Yeah. Just strange. Whatever. Oh, let's also talk about the fact that we were talking about things that people get their pictures from rides deleted for, like right before we go on Haunted Mansion. And then Megan's like, I have this great idea. She's like, I'm gonna pretend like I'm eating popcorn, because we weren't gonna tell each other what we were doing for our pictures. And then Katie does her amazing picture where she's headless and then that guy creeps in the back. Perfect. And Megan eating her popcorn gets our picture deleted because you can't do that apparently. So don't pretend to eat popcorn on the ride.
That was
so we
so
don't get our
dumb.
Second Haunted Mansion picture.
That was dumb.
It was
can't eat
dumb.
On a ride.
Whatever.
Can't eat on a ride.
Sam also asks, what do we think is the best hotel room in Orlando?
Best hotel room?
Yeah. Best hotel. What's your favorite hotel that you've stayed at in Orlando?
The Grand Floridian.
I mean, my favorite is the Poly.
Yeah, the Polynesian.
I think that I have just like an emotional connection to the Grand Floridian.
Yeah, I get it.
I love the pool there. I don't know.
I wish we had had time to enjoy the pool at the Poly, because it's one of my favorites.
The pool really, at... Oh, go ahead.
I also really like Old Key West.
Wilderness Lodge.
And Wilderness Lodge.
Port Orleans Riverside pool has like the best slide ever.
That is a really fun pool.
Mm-hmm.
One more. Katie K asks, rank airlines on how much you like them from Azkaban to Dole Whip.
Frontier, Spirit, United. United was the smoothest flight I've probably ever had in my life.
Alaskan Airlines is my favorite airline.
Oh, I like Alaskan. I like Alaskan
and I like Spirit. Alaskan and Spirit are my two favorite. I'm not gonna lie.
I like
lie.
Spirit a lot, though. Like, as far as like affordability, Spirit's where it's at.
We took a Virgin flight once.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that
was
nice, actually.
Solid.
Oh,
but it was
British
really
Airways
short.
Was nice.
Yeah.
Wait. We took Wow Air. Never mind. They don't exist anymore.
Yeah, Wow Air. That was really nice, though.
It was. Yeah, I absolutely hate Frontier, and I'm not going to lie. I just love Spirit.
Yeah.
But Alaskan is, like, the nicest, one of the nicest flights I've been on. Smoothest, too. So. Mm.
But I was having, like, anxious moments because, like, on our flight home, they were talking about, like, it's going to have turbulence, and I'm like, frick. And then I told Megan, and this is how good of a friend I have, you guys. I told Megan and Katie, I was like, can you please talk to me to help distract me? Legit. Talked to me the entire flight home, and I wasn't anxious at all.
If that's good. You know. I'm glad.
Those are my besties.
We love you and stuff.
I love you. Katie, though, was falling asleep, so she'd pipe it in half the time.
Sorry. I literally, like, sitting up. And I, like, asleep, and Tiffany's like, you can, like, lay back. I was like, I'm fine. Oh, my God.
It was a great trip. This one up. We'll do it again. 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
Yep. What'd you say?
I said it was a great trip.
Yeah. Let's do it again.
That's what
Tiffany Orlando just said. Informer.
We're going to do it. We'll give you guys more time, too, and maybe some of you can come and do a meetup with us then.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, we'll give you more time, and then you can sock your little pennies away because that's what I'm doing. Yeah, every quarter I find, I'm like, this is going in my piggy bank.
All right.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke, both of you.
If you would like to follow your hosts on social media, myself and Katie are on Instagram and TikTok at the Petrus Family, and Tiffany is on Instagram and TikTok at TiffSwish_flick. I do not think anybody got bingo. Some points were given, though, so let's see where we're at with the house cup. Ravenclaw is in first, Gryffindor is in second, Hufflepuff is in third, and Slytherin is in fourth.
Boo Ravenclaw.
Man.
Just kidding. You birds are fine.
Knocked down.
Well, kids, I hope you enjoyed that. And, you know, we have lots of vlogs on our trips that we have taken to the Wizarding World as well as Disney. And if you have any questions, you can DM any one of us. Megan and Katie know the most. I feel like I know a fair amount now. You're learning. Yeah. Especially when it comes to Universal. I know more there. I feel like I've done more trips there. But yeah, I am a Disney adult and I am 100% proud of that. And you can't make me feel bad.
I'm a Disney adult and a Swiftie, which apparently are the two most insufferable people ever. So,
double.
Can we all get shirts that just say insufferable?
Insufferable.
Yeah, I would wear that with pride.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same.
Well, that concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing. Chocolate my voice.
Okay.
Are we ready? Mm-hmm. Jinx, you owe me Coke. At it. We're fresh right now. Give it to me.
New year, new tally.
New year, new tally. New year, new
tally. Wait, should we though?
We did. Like, genuinely, well, no. Cleared it because we went to Disney.
Yeah, remember we had a whole conversation, oh! Tiffany.
I remember. Okay, here we go.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.